Sometimes irony writes its own punchlines. Yesterday, Anthropic shipped Claude Code version 2.1.88 with fixes for memory leaks and prompt cache misses, the kind of careful engineering polish that speaks to a mature codebase. This morning, their entire codebase leaked. 838 points on Hacker News, 344 comments of equal parts schadenfreude and genuine technical fascination. The culprit was a source map bug in Bun, the JavaScript bundler Anthropic acquired barely 6 months ago. Source maps include the original source code to help debug minified builds, and Bun's bug caused them to leak unminified source into production bundles. The delicious twist, Anthropic acquired the very tool that leaked them. They bought their own vulnerability. The security researcher who spotted it didn't expect to find what amounted to Claude Code's entire architecture, but there it was, sitting in plain text in the browser's developer tools. What that architecture reveals is fascinating and occasionally unsettling. There's an anti-distillation system that deliberately poisons training data with fake tool descriptions and nonsensical function signatures, designed to confuse anyone trying to fine-tune on Claude Code outputs. An undercover mode that strips all AI attribution from commits and pull requests while instructing Claude to never mention being AI in comments or documentation. A frustration detection system that uses regex patterns to identify when users are swearing at the assistant. And something called Kairos, an unreleased autonomous agent with nightly memory distillation that appears designed to run multi-day coding projects with minimal supervision. The most controversial feature is native client attestation, essentially DRM for AI tools. It uses hardware-level verification to confirm you're running legitimate Anthropic software before granting access to certain capabilities. The debate on Hacker News splits predictably. Disclosure advocates celebrating transparency versus attribution, noise critics who point out that knowing how Claude Code works doesn't actually help most developers build better software. It's Anthropic's second leak in a week, after documentation for their internal evaluation frameworks appeared on Pastebin last Tuesday. Either their security is genuinely struggling, or they've got a motivated insider with excellent timing. Speaking of timing, OpenAI announced a $122 billion funding round at an $852 billion valuation, the same morning Claude Code's source code went public. Amazon led with $50 billion, Nvidia kicked in $30, SoftBank another $30. They even opened $3 billion to retail investors through bank channels, unprecedented for a round this size. $2 billion in monthly revenue, 900 million weekly users, 50 million subscribers. Still unprofitable, but the scale is staggering. Compare that backdrop to yesterday's private credit stress, where funds are gating redemptions because their software as a service collateral is being eaten by AI tools, and OpenAI's massive raise feels almost defiant. While smaller companies get compressed by AI, the companies building AI are raising money at valuations that would have seemed fantastical 5 years ago. But here's the counterpoint. While OpenAI burns billions on compute, PrismML just demonstrated commercially viable, one-bit large language models. Their 8 billion parameter model runs in 1.15 gigabytes of memory, a 14-fold reduction, with 8 times faster inference. The smaller 1.7 billion parameter version pushes 130 tokens per second on an iPhone 17 Pro Max using just 0.24 gigabytes. Quantization has been around for years, but this is the first time one-bit weights have worked at scale without catastrophic quality degradation. It's the difference between renting a data center and running AI on hardware you already own. OpenAI's funding might be solving tomorrow's problems, while PrismML just solved today's. Meanwhile, the UK deployed roughly 1,000 additional troops and Sky Sabre air defense systems to Saudi Arabia, the most significant Middle East military expansion since the Iraq War. Sky Sabre can control 24 missiles in flight simultaneously with 45-kilometer range CAMM interceptors, serious kit for what the Ministry of Defense is calling regional stability operations. Typhoon fighter operations in Qatar have been extended indefinitely. The context everyone's dancing around: Trump's ultimatum to allies that they can either buy US oil or get your own from the Straits of Hormuz. China confirmed 3 ships successfully transited Hormuz despite the Iranian blockade, but that's 3 out of how many attempts? No one's talking numbers. Bitcoin sits at $67,775, block 943,142, 1 sat per VByte across the mempool. The technical work continues grinding forward regardless of geopolitics. A Signet test by developer Sebastian Falbasona demonstrates the importance of K-max limits in BIP-352 silent payments. Scanning 23,230 outputs took 165 seconds, without the cap versus 17 to 31 seconds, with K-max set to 2,323. That's the difference between silent payments being usable in production versus an interesting proof of concept. Shrimp's post-quantum signatures clocked in at 2.5 kilobytes, dramatically smaller than typical post-quantum schemes that run 10 kilobytes or more. And BIP-110 version 0.4.1 was submitted to Bitcoin Core for review. The steady accumulation of small improvements that don't make headlines but quietly make the system more robust. More dramatically, New Hampshire just issued the first Bitcoin-backed municipal bond in US history. Moody's rated it BAR2, $100 million, with CleanSpark as borrower and BitGo providing custody. The interest rate wasn't disclosed, but BAR2 suggests the market is pricing genuine default risk. Municipal finance backed by volatile assets is either innovation or recklessness depending on your perspective, but the precedent is set. Expect copycat issuances if this one performs. The physical footprint of AI is becoming impossible to ignore. A Cambridge study published this week found that data centers are creating measurable heat islands, warming nearby land by an average of 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit, with some areas seeing increases up to 16.4 degrees. 340 million people globally live close enough to data centers to experience this warming effect. As AI compute demand explodes and energy-hungry training runs become routine, we're not just changing how information gets processed, we're changing local climates. The irony of AI helping solve climate modeling while simultaneously creating microclimate disruption isn't lost on anyone. The UK economy, meanwhile, continues its slow-motion adjustment to post-Brexit, post-pandemic, and now post-Iran war reality. Energy bills will rise 18% in July, according to Cornwall Insights forecast. The OECD downgraded growth projections again, and Microsoft is facing a competition and markets authority probe over market dominance. House prices are still climbing despite everything, but the Iran conflict is clouding every forecast. It's remarkable how quickly geopolitical disruption filters through to mortgage rates and grocery bills. Claude Code version 2.1.89 dropped today with deferred hooks for headless sessions, an auto-compact thrash fix, and flicker-free rendering improvements. After yesterday's comprehensive patch and this morning's source leak, it feels anticlimactic. The machine rolls forward regardless of what gets exposed along the way.